to you by East Coast FM, the IBI, and funded by Cumhachin the Man with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
Good evening. My name is Max Kane, and you're very welcome to Ours to Protect here on East Coast FM. Each week, we discuss topics relating to climate change and the environment and the things that we can be doing to help. With storms and extreme events increasing year after year due to climate change and environmental degradation, a new hour-long T.G. Cahir documentary examines the cost of the flooding that accompanies these events. It's called Tilcha, and it airs on the 21st of February. Dr. Mary Burke is a lecturer at Trinity College Dublin's Department of Geography and is featured in the documentary. And she joins me now. So can you tell me a bit about how you got involved in this documentary?
Yes, of course. I was invited to participate to comment on the state of Ireland's environment in light of predictions of climate change, and to maybe offer some advice based on my experience and the work that I do about what we might be able to do as individual citizens and as government agencies to try and mitigate some of the worst effects of the climate change.
So the West Coast in particular, the likes of Cork and Donegal, are at very serious risk. What can we say about counties on the East Coast?
Well, the counties on the East Coast are the counties that will have the hazard that I mentioned of the coastal erosion affecting them more. A lot of the West Coast is made up of rock coasts, and while they do erode and they do crumble, they do it at a lower rate than the East Coast. So people on the East Coast have talked about 10 metres of their land having fallen into the sea in the last decade. So that is a major hazard. But yes, of course, the East Coast will be subjected to flooding. The cities of Dublin, of Waterford, Wexford, any city that on the East Coast is not immune from the effects of climate change and sea level rise.
And so the documentary goes into as well ways that people can mitigate the effects of flooding. What are some of those practices, and in what ways would they be sustainable as well?
Well, it's interesting. There's almost like two ends of the spectrum here. So I think most of the listeners will be familiar with the so-called hard engineering, where walls are heightened, rivers are dredged, our embankments are emplaced. And while they do protect the immediate area adjacent to those walls, they actually exacerbate the problem further downstream for the people. So what we're looking to do is kind of, we're still going to have those hard engineering structures because we've got so many towns and villages that were built historically on rivers. They're well established and they're right up to the edge of the river. So we are going to have to do some hard engineering. But what has begun to evolve right across Europe and in the United States and in Australia is this idea of nature and how nature can help us. And we have these nature-based solutions to flooding. And this is where you first of all realize that you live within a catchment. This is a unit of land area that that the river that flows by your front door or in your town actually comes from up the mountain. And what happens to that land at the mountain really affects how quickly and how destructive a flood can be. So if we can undo some of the harms that have been done right up in the top of the catchment, where we have, through various historical reasons that were justified at the time, what we've done is we've increased the speed with which the water will come from those rivers down to our towns. And so we need to repair that landscape. We have drained the peatlands to make them agriculturally viable. We've harvested fuel from them, both locally and industrially. And so we need to go back and repair that, because the vegetation and the organic soils, the peat, is highly absorbent, and it can regulate the flow of water that would be much more favourable for us downstream in terms of floods. So I think it's important that people understand, of course, floods are going to happen. They are a natural process, and they are part of living on this planet. What we're trying to do is understand our landscape better to see how we can protect ourselves from the worst effects of these floods. So one is you go back and you repair the landscape. And so, you know, planting trees on hill slopes, the roots of the trees allow the water that falls from the sky to get into the soil really quite more efficiently than if it's just pure grass that is being ploughed and tractors and sowed and trampled by cattle and sheep. That compaction of the soil, which is not only specific to Ireland, but actually is a problem for about 60% of the farms across Europe. But, you know, you can make that soil better. You can make it more able to absorb that rainfall without affecting the agricultural productivity. But you have to take action to do that.
So that's Tiltia, and that releases on Wednesday, the 21st of February. Dr. Mary Burke, thank you very much.
No problem. You're very welcome.
And that was Dr. Mary Burke, who is a lecturer at Trinity College Dublin's Department of Geography, who is featured in Tiltia. Ours to Protect on East Coast FM is a climate change and climate action-focused programme series funded by Commission na Mban with the television licence fee. You can listen back to all of our episodes so far at ourstoprotect.ie.
Ours to Protect is funded by Commission na Mban with the television licence fee and is a partnership between East Coast FM and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.